I've mentioned before that I've been able to do quite a bit of traveling in Latin America. One of the countries that I've been to a few times is Guatemala. And this week's gospel reading really reminded me of one particular visit a few years ago. But first of all, in that gospel passage today, we have that very familiar call to be salt and light to others. Jesus tells us we are to be a light of the world. We are to be the salt of the earth. The light part of that really is fairly clear. Light provides guidance for us. It illumines our path when we lose our way or when we get off track. Salt, though, is a little more difficult. We might ask, what does Jesus mean? We are to be the salt of the earth. We might ask, what does salt do for us? One of the things we well know is that it's a preservative. It keeps food fresh longer. It gives food a better taste. It enhances the food that it comes into contact with. It actually activates our taste buds, allowing us to better taste the food itself. It changes our perception of the food with which it has been seasoned. And as anyone who actually does a little bit of cooking can tell you, if you don't use the right amount of salt in a recipe, it doesn't turn out very well. What we find is that a little bit goes a long way. Well, to begin with Jesus' call in the gospel, we are called to be a light to others. We are called to guide others. We are called to help them find their way when they get off track. But others also can be a light to us, and we need to be paying attention to that. We can learn from others. On this visit that I was talking about, this visit to Guatemala, as is often the case when I've traveled to that part of the world, I'm always very struck by the very simple life that is led by the people there, the people that we visit. Very simple, but yet clearly very fulfilling. They have needs and wants, just as we all do. But it seems they're also very able to see the blessings in life, even among the obstacles, even among the difficulties. And in seeing that ability to be content with a simple life, it's often caused me to step back and look at my own life, to step back, to recommit to that simplicity of life that we are all called to. But that simple life of others can help to shed a light on our own lives, can help us to see if we have gotten off track. So not only are we called to be a light to others, but we are also to let their light shine on us. And we should also be pursuing that light. We can and we should learn from others. In the gospel today, Jesus also calls us to be the salt of the earth, to be salt to others. But again, we might ask, what does he mean there? Well, maybe he means that we are meant to give others a good feeling. We're meant to leave them with a good taste after we have had an encounter with them, even if it's just in a very small way. On this particular visit I was talking about, I was able to visit the youngster that I sponsored at the time. I would usually take a gift. It was usually something very simple, maybe a soccer ball, a football. It was usually very simple, but they always loved those just very small little gifts. We did not speak the same language. He did not speak a word of English. But communication really wasn't a problem. As with salt, a little bit goes a long way. A little bit of attention, a little bit of reaching out, a little bit of our time, of our presence can go a long way for another person. I remember several times during that visit, he did ask, would I come back and visit again? But on that visit, there was another experience that really made me think about that idea of being salt to others, of leaving them with a good taste, leaving them with a positive feeling. One of the days we were there, we visited a sponsored family. We visited them at their home. They're always very appreciative of a visit. But there was also a large number of children that were around the area, just out playing. I remember while we were there, a couple of them came over to me and just began to visit. I asked their names. They asked my name. I showed them my name tag that I had from this organization. It had an FR on it, standing for Father. They didn't know what that meant. I tried to explain that to them. I said, that means padre. I said, soy un sacerdote, means I am a priest. Well, Guatemala is a very heavily Catholic country. And after they told them that, there were about, all of a sudden, there were about 15 kids all gathered around. They just wanted to tell me their name. They wanted to demonstrate the few words of English that they knew. And then one of them, in very clear English, walked over to me and just said, you are my friend. I don't think they get a lot of visits from a priest. One of the people in the organization told me that in that part of the country, and maybe the country as a whole, that it's about 30,000 Catholics to each priest in the country. So they sometimes would go weeks or even months without one coming to their community. So it seemed to mean a lot to them. But it also made me realize that sometimes just our presence, sometimes just what we stand for, can mean a great deal to others. I'm regularly approached by people who ask blessings. They ask blessings for themselves, maybe a religious article. They ask that I pray for them or a loved one. A very small act, but it means something to them. And I've always found it very humbling. But it's times like these, it's experiences like these that can help us to realize that we can be salt to others. We can leave others with a good taste. We can enhance the life of another with just a small act, even if we don't fully appreciate just what it might mean to someone else. So again, we can ask, how can I be salt? How can I enhance the life of another by my own life? Maybe help another to see their own life in a new light or from a different perspective. How can I help to better the life of another by my own actions? How can I help another who may be off track, who may have lost their way? How can I be a light to another person? That is the question of the gospel today. How can I be that salt of the earth? How can I be that light to the world? How do I do that for another person? What will I stand for in life? Will I try to be that salt? Will I try to be that light to others?